I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dish is going to the show and I'm just the regular guy. So Captain Jack Sparrow, he's back. Oh yeah, Johnny Depp, he's cranked up his waterlogged Keith Richards impersonation now for the fifth time, slurring and stumbling around to the point of incoherence, which perfectly matches the storyline of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Actually, if it wasn't for dead guys telling tales, there would be a lot less dialogue in this movie because, once again, it's loaded with ghosts and they talk, as ghosts sometimes will. And like in a four previous Disney cinematic amusement park rides, it's got the search for revenge, it's got the search for some kind of treasure, and a young good-looking couple with barnacle-free faces right in the middle of everything. So really nothing new here, except for the directors, a couple of Norwegian guys, and a new ghost, Javier Bardem. But most of the time, he's only a fragment of himself because he's basically a rotting ghost. It's not full-bodied Bardem, just saying. He's a Spanish captain who's only one of the participants looking for Poseidon's Triad. That's a stick at the bottom of the ocean which has the power to end all curses in a pirate world, which, if found, should, by all rights, pretty much end the franchise. So I was rooting for somebody to find it. The young couple, they want it because the guy is the son of Will from the earlier movies, and a triad can free a cameoed Orlando Bloom from his watery exile. The young girl wants to find it because she's an astronomer and it means something to her. Also, Captain Barbossa shows up because he's Jeffrey Rush, and who doesn't want him showing up? And yeah, Depp is there too, flitting in and out. And I gotta say, the act, it's getting a little creaky, but you do get to see him young. There's a flashback origin story as told by the dead Bardem. And I got to tell you, he looks like 21 Jump Street Sparrow. Lots of swashbuckling spectacle takes place that's kind of hard to follow. There is a pretty funny bank robbery and some ghost sharks. They make guest appearances, and so does Paul McCartney. They at least try to liven this up. They almost give it a reboot, but it's really hard to freshen up 2 hours of rotting dead pirates. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.